Why is the shopping cart always in the top right of the screen?
How do companies predict my purchases?
Why do prices end in 9?
Why do fast food companies use red and yellow in their logos?
Why do restaurants always have one expensive menu item?
Researchers, marketers, and very curious people seek the answers for how we make decisions and how we choose products. ClickSuasion finds the secrets that companies use and shares them with you.
Why do I feel better when I bought the last remaining airline ticket?
How do I make choices based on colors and fonts?
Welcome back to the ClickSuasion podcast for part 3 and the final part of the behavioral fundraising series. This is Crystal Sutterling, ClickSuasion Labs, Pinehurst, North Carolina. During the behavioral fundraising series, we've shared how behavioral science and neuromarketing is applied to fundraising. During the behavioral fundraising series, we've shared how behavioral science and neuromarketing is applied to fundraising. Behavioral science and neuromarketing could be applied to nonprofit fundraising, political donations, investor relations, and traditional sales-based transactions. During episodes 1 and 2, we shared 6 constructs: scarcity, time pressure, bundling, social norms, commitment, and the credible messenger. For the final episode, we will discuss self-connection, the decoy effect, and set completion. Self-connection. We relate to others who share the same values, beliefs, age, and gender. Connection to others who share similar attributes is a powerful behavioral principle. Anything that is self-connected, or can be made to seem so, can serve as a springboard to persuasion. People who have a birthday, birthplace, or first name in common are likely to like each other more, which leads to heightened cooperation. Let's talk about Coca-Cola. 150 of the most common first names are printed on 100 million cans of Coke. The addition of names, or self-connection to the brand, reversed a 10-year decline of consumption in the United States. Coke sales increased by more than 2% in the United States. There were more than 500,000 photos posted on social media with the hashtag, #ShareACoke. Including some from animal lovers who'd bought bottles for their pets. The self-connection naming campaign by Coke has now spread to more than 80 countries. The self-connection principle also applies to career choice. There are more dentists named Dennis than Jerry, Walter, or any other name. People subconsciously associate their name with an item that sounds similar. Self-connection also applies to finance. Donors of microloans are more likely to make small business microloans online to people who share their initials or first name. Donors also identified with the donee in other ways, such as being a nurse or mothers of 2 girls. Another study found that donors appeared to strongly favor recipients who were more attractive, less overweight, and lighter in skin color. The decoy effect. A third option can change the perceived value of 2 other options. Because we make decisions by comparing choices that are in front of us, decoy options can influence our decisions. Behavioral economic theory suggests we make decisions hastily or irrational, or without objective reasoning. The decoy effect describes what happens when a third choice is added to 2 existing choices. William Sonoma had 2 bread makers and increased sales by adding a 3rd, higher-priced option, also known as anchoring. People then bought the middle-priced option, which used to be the higher-priced and less purchased of the 2. When it comes to setting your gift levels, you can use the decoy effect to make your higher-level options look more desirable. In this classic example of the decoy effect, The Economist magazine ran a test of 2 offers in which the less expensive option was the most selected option. Then The Economist offered a 3rd subscription choice that helped increase total revenue by making the higher priced option look like a better deal. During test number 1, the online subscription was $59. The combined online and print subscription was $125. 68% of the participants in the study selected the online-only subscription for $59, whereas 32% of the participants chose the online and print subscription for $125. Makes sense. The total revenue for test number one was $8,012. During test number two, there were three options: online subscription, print subscription, and the combined online and print subscription. The online subscription was offered at $59. The print subscription was offered for $125. And lastly, the combined online and print subscription was offered at the same price as the print-only subscription, $125. 16% of the participants in Study 2 purchased the online-only subscription for $59. 0 participants purchased the print-only subscription. Lastly, option 3, the combined online and print subscription, was chosen by 84% of the participants. The total revenue for study number 2 was $11,444, compared to the $8,012 during study number 1. Set completion, the reason you made it this far. People have a desire to complete a set. People will opt for one set rather than individual items. You can take advantage of this principle by creating sets for your donation opportunities. Collecting things is human behavior. Whether acquiring stamps, coins, dolls, baseball cards, or other collectibles, there's an even stronger desire to get all the items in a category. This provides a sense of accomplishment that acquiring individual items does not provide. Businesses frequently take advantage of this by bundling products together into sets at a slight price advantage over purchasing the same items separately. Nonprofits can do the same thing with their donation levels to increase their average gift size. For example, you have a punch card in your wallet for a local sandwich shop. Buy 9 subs, get the 10th free. You've purchased 8 subs, and you're only one more sub from your free sandwich. However, you started a diet yesterday that forbids you to eat the 9th sandwich. Behavioral science research suggests you are more likely to buy the 9th sub to get the 10th free, which means you are likely to consume 2 subs and twice violate your diet and self-control. The research for Behavioral Fundraising Series was completed by team members at Clicksuasion Labs, Actionology, Red Rooster Group, and several partner organizations. This is part 3 of the 3-part Behavioral Fundraising Series. For Behavioral Science News, this is Crystal Sutherland, Clicksuasion Labs, Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Thanks for listening to Clicksuasion. Subscribe to the podcast, read our research, and get in touch with us at clicksuasion.com. You can also find us on Twitter with the handle @clicksuasion.